The ousted president of Ecuador, Lúcio Gutiérrez, has been granted political asylum in Brazil. Gutiérrez fled Ecuador's presidential palace and sought refuge in the Brazilian embassy in his country within hours after his country's Congress voted unanimously to remove him. He is the third president of this South American nation to be toppled by popular unrest since 1997. The vice president there has replaced him. Carla Bass is covering this story for The Economist magazine. She is in Quito, and she's on the phone now. Good morning.
Good morning.
The removal of the president came after protests in the streets in Ecuador. What brought people out into the streets?
Well, protesters accused Gutierrez of becoming a type of dictator, especially after he meddled with the Supreme Court. His supporters in Congress had replaced the Supreme Court with placement and a legally doubtful move in December. Demonstrations really began last Wednesday in Quito because residents were outraged after former President Abdallah Bucaram, who had been run out of the country on corruption charges in 1997, was allowed to return by that pro-government Supreme Court president. So the president's declaration of a state of emergency in Quito Friday, and then his resolution dissolving that Supreme Court, which was seen as another autocratic move, only served to drive more people to the streets.
Now, are these demonstrations continuing now that the president has been removed?
There were some scattered protests late Wednesday evening, but it appears that they've begun to die down. Protesters weren't satisfied just with Gutierrez's removal. They wanted Congress dissolved and Palacio removed and sort of a type of public assembly set up to take their place. But as of right now, it appears that there are no more protesters on the streets, but it's not sure if they'll return early Thursday morning.
You said the protesters were also demanding the removal of the Congress. Did members of Congress think they had to get rid of the president in order to save themselves?
Basically, because there's a lot of anger against Congress and against what the public sees as a political elite in general. They actually threw things, threw bottles, threw trash at legislators today as they left the session.
This is a country that is one source of oil for the United States, which is one of a number of reasons why Americans would be interested about it. Can you tell us who's running Ecuador now? A little bit more about this vice president who's taken over.
Right. Vice President Alfredo Palacio is a U.S. educated physician who has served as public health minister in 1994 to 1996, but really had little other real political experience before taking office as vice president. Palacios is accused by some of being a placeman for some of the political parties here, but he says that he will bring the Ecuadorian government back to the people by spending more on social projects instead of paying down the foreign debt.
Is there reason to be concerned about the longer-term stability in Ecuador, particularly since this is the third time that protests have caused a president to have to leave office?
There are always concerns about stability in Ecuador. The armed forces have come out in support of Palacio, and it appears that he will stay, but there's also always concern that the public, outraged over whatever new thing that happens with the presidency, could simply come out and try to remove another president.
Carla Bass is a reporter for The Economist magazine. She's in Quito, Ecuador. Thanks very much.
Thank you.